I gave him his option, of course. He need not play that game if he does not wish to. If he does not wish to hunt, I turn him over to Ivan. Ivan once had the honor of serving as official knouter to the Great White Tsar, and he has his own idea of sport. Invariably, Mr. Rainsford, invariably they choose to hunt.
And if they win? The smile on the general's face widened. To date I have not lost, he said. Then he added hastily,
I don't wish you to think me a braggart, Mr. Rainsford. Many of them afford only the most elementary sort of problem. Occasionally I strike a tartar. One almost did win. I eventually had to use the dogs.
The dogs?
This way, please. I'll show you.
The general steered Rainsford to a window. The lights from the windows sent a flickering illumination that made grotesque patterns on the courtyard below, and Rainsford could see moving about there a dozen or so huge black shapes. As they turned toward him, their eyes glittered greenly.
A rather good lot, I think, said the general. They are let out at 7 every night. If anyone should try to get into my house or out of it, something extremely regrettable would happen to him.
He hummed a snatch of song from the Folies Bergères.
And now, said the general, I want to show you my new collection of heads. Will you come with me to the library?